Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And yeah, I'm up really late tonight for some reason, so I figured why not get a movie in. So I wasn't sure if anything was trending on Netflix new. I mean, you know, a lot of times they add movies and it's like old stuff. Like I think right now, like Safe House, a Denzel Washington movie, is trending number one. I mean, that's a really old movie. But yeah, I did take a look and there were a couple on there that are new, like brand new, I hadn't seen. And I decided to go with the one that was trending at number six because I wanted to see some kind of action. And this was the only one that fit the bill, except for Kate, which I already checked out and reviewed in a previous episode. And if you haven't listened to that, go check that one out. Kate, action movie. Pretty good. But yeah, you can go there and listen to my full thoughts on that one. And this movie is called The Stronghold. And it's another foreign film, French, I believe. The last foreign movie I did, which was called Prey, that one had some issues. Again, that was the last episode, so go check that one out. And if you want to know what those issues were, I'm talking about. And actually, that movie is still in the top 10 trending in movies as of this recording, so people are watching it. But anyway, what is this movie about, The Stronghold? Well, we start out with a message that says it's inspired by true events. Now, the characters are real, but I guess the events, you know, how they might have taken some liberties, I guess. Then we get, like, some super small credits that are really impossible to read. I have no idea what they put on the screen. Couldn't read them. But anyway, we see someone being processed after an arrest, you know, prints, pictures, all that stuff. Then we get this time jump 8 months backwards. And the guy that was being arrested was actually the police officer that we see chasing the guy on a scooter. And that situation doesn't go as planned, spoiler free. So he meets up with his other two, you know, cop buddies, and they decide to go do a drug bust to make themselves feel better. Now, one of them calls a snitch and goes into this, you know, ghetto drug neighborhood, I guess. Which was a success, but it was a little bit dicey, spoiler free. But let's just say the criminals in that area do not fear or respect the police. Fast forward, the cop is, you know, and he's in his boss's office, and, you know, they're talking about the bust, and instead of him being happy about it, I mean, he's mad at him. He really didn't care that they got this big dealer off the street. He was more concerned about the damage to the car. He went on to say a pickpocket and a drug dealer hit the numbers the same way. So they just need to worry about hitting their quota and make clean arrests and stop going into the ghettos and trying to clean things up and make these arrests there. So side note, this is an interesting way to police, I thought. Okay. They're driving around the next day, deciding on how they're going to get their numbers, and they get this call about a carjacking in process, so they take that call, and they chase them, and the car goes right into the ghetto. And then there's these motorcycles that pull up, and a bunch of men block their way. And on the radio, you can hear them say, stop the pursuit, the car's enter the ghetto, don't go in there, don't go in there. So, again, side note, that explains the scene from earlier. Apparently, the police don't actually do any policing in these ghettos. They just have, the criminals have free reign there. And if this is based on true events, that's crazy. That's pretty interesting, wherever this is. Anyway, they get punked and they have to leave. So basically, the cops are neutered and don't really help anyone. Due to these, like, political issues, not where the help is really needed anyway. And these officers they're super frustrated by this. They want to make arrests, like real arrests that will actually make a difference, not these little misdemeanor things that they are stuck working because they can't actually enter the crime areas and actually do anything. Then this video goes viral. Spoiler free, not going to talk about that, but politics get involved. And they asked him to make, like, a major move against this drug cartel. And now they actually have permission to go into the ghetto. So this guy goes, he contacts a snitch about, you know, how to take down a major network and, you know, where they should go and everything like that. And she explains just how lawless and dangerous this area has become. And the drug kingpins, they run it with an iron fist and their badges. And when they go down there, none of that's going to matter. It's going to be dangerous and, you know, she don't want no parts of it. And that's actually where I am going to stop. Because from there, they got to figure out how to infiltrate this network, devise a plan to take it down, and do it all while staying inside, you know, the legal guidelines of being police officers. So what did the pros think? Well, there is no pro score at all. I mean, they had a couple of reviews, but I didn't look at them because there's only two, so that's not a consensus. And the audience had less than 50 scores. Somehow that came in at a perfect 100%, which is just as crazy as movies ranked in single digits. It's almost impossible to have 100% movie. So we're just going to ignore that like last time with the single digits, and we'll just go with my score. So, first the positives. True event movies usually take some liberties to make things more dramatic for the screen, which I assume, you know, happened here as well. But if you told me everything that I saw on that screen happened here, I'd believe you. There's like a realness and authenticity to this that, you know, really helped, you know, bring it all in, bring it together, and push this, you know, narrative along. These characters felt real. The bust was gritty and raw. There's no Hollywood movie glossiness on this at all. There's no crazy stunts, no expert hand-to-hand combat. There's no crazy marksmanship shooting, shootout gallery type stuff. It was really just grounded, which made it more believable. And the bust itself was very tense, and that part was well done with, you know, how they shot that. I mean, I felt like I was right there in on that action. I was on the edge of my seat wondering how in the world is this going to turn out and how are they going to, you know, spoiler-free, you know, work out this situation. However, after the bust, there's a whole, like, 30, 35 minutes left. And I was wondering, well, what are we going to do with the rest of this time after, you know, this bust? What are we going to do with that? Again, spoiler-free, there's this time jump. And an investigation is taking place. And again, I'm wondering how in the world this is going to turn out. So they gave us two different levels of suspense. One on the action side and one on the drama side. And to think that this is based on these actual officers and they actually went through this just made me, you know, more into it and wanted to see how it was going to turn out. And that's because early on, we kind of really get to know these guys. While a lot of movies, you know, they have banter as kind of filler. Here, they really, you know, I mean, I won't say we, like, know everything about them, of course. But they really flesh these guys out so that we, you know, we kind of got to know them. And, yeah, they're rough around the edges. But they really did want to make a difference. And they really did care. And we could feel their frustration in going in every day. Being disrespected and not being able to really do their jobs. However, there are some negatives here that I kind of need to get into. It is mostly centered around that third act for me, which is all just the investigation stuff, which, again, I can't get into it. Because, you know, if I talk about it, you'll know what's happening. I don't want to do that. But let me just say what they showed. I understand what they showed, right? But I really needed to see more of the investigation and the procedure part of it. Being that this is a foreign movie, I didn't understand what the process was that was going on. So I was left in the dark, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what the next steps are, you know, in this investigation and what's going on. I mean, they do announce some things and, you know, we hear it through the reports on the radio and TV and stuff like that. But again, I really don't know how they got from A to B and, you know, so on down the line where, you know, they were in the situation they were in. Now, I get they wanted to just focus on the officers and not the process, But I think we needed to see some of that instead of a few of the scenes that they gave us. Like, we didn't need to see one of them was made a phone call to his wife, which didn't really go anywhere. We didn't need to see that. There's a scene where a guy is cleaning and eating a meal. I mean, we didn't need to see that either. That could have been spent on, you know, showing some of the investigation. Which leads me to the next thing. There are a few pacing issues as well. Like, right before the job, as far as a bust, things are, you know, a little bit slower than they needed to be. There was a good 5 minutes of that that they could have lost. And again, the third act, if they were not going to show us any of the procedural stuff, then there was a good 10 minutes of that that they could have cut. Then this would have came in at that, like, you know, that nice tight 90-minute window instead of 145, which is what this comes in at. And finally, this is the last thing for me, because you know how I get down. I don't care if they wrap everything up. Normally, you know, with, you know, normal movies, I could care less. Let me use my imagination. I can figure it out. I don't need to have it wrapped up if the story doesn't require that. Now, this is based on true events, and these police officers are actually real people, and the characters are real people in here. So they do put up text to tell us what happened to the officers. However, they left out a couple of people that played major roles in this that they didn't mention at all. Their police chief, boss, whatever you call them in, you know, this country, and the informant. We don't know what happened to these two people, and that, like I said, that was like a major, they played major roles here. So I want to know what happened to them. And again, it could have taken out some of that other stuff, and it could have told us what happened to them. And I mean, I really want to know. I'm still sitting here thinking about what happened to these people now. And you know, movie's over. I just finished watching it, you know, 10 minutes ago. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Yes, I was pleasantly surprised. I would put this one right at an 80% on the Rotten scale. Outside of a few pacing issues and some missing content, this was a good story told in a very real, gritty and grimy way. If you enjoy police-type dramas with a little bit of action, definitely put this one in your queue. This one is definitely worth a watch. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out my Facebook, my Instagram, both of those. I post the links and the posters of what I've been watching. And I'm up on all the streaming platforms. So if you don't subscribe over on Podbean, definitely save me on, you know, Apple or Spotify or wherever it is you listen to your podcast. And yeah, thank you again for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. Not sure when I'm going to be back, but it will be soon. Soon enough, anyway. I will see you guys next time. Peace.